Free Presbyterian Church in England and Wales, we present Let the Bible Speak. Once again, it's time to Let the Bible Speak, and I invite you to stay tuned as we bring the gospel in message and song. I'm Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. The Reverend James Beggs has been our guest preacher throughout this week, and he's been letting the Bible speak on the gospel of the grace of God. And today he brings the final message on this theme from the words found in Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9, where we read, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." And the Reverend Beggs will be letting the Bible speak right after this message in song.
We want to take our final look today at this great word of the Apostle Paul contained in Ephesians chapter 2, "By grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." In a previous message, we noted that a true faith that saves leads us irresistibly to the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. We dwelt for a little upon the unparalleled glory and excellencies of His blessed person. The true believer will always hold the most exalted views of our Lord Jesus Christ. He can never speak highly enough of Him who loved Him and gave Himself for Him. Paul, the preacher, as he came to preach the gospel in the city of Corinth, had a great object in view. He said, "For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." Paul was determined to present the Lord Jesus Christ to them, first in the glory of his excellent person, and then, secondly, in the glory of his passion on the cross. It was his object to lead them to the cross as the only worthy object of their faith and hope. When Paul, therefore, in our text, says, "By grace are ye saved through faith," he points to the Lord Jesus Christ in his person as the object of faith, but he also points to the Lord Jesus Christ in his sufferings and death upon the cross as an equal object of faith. The life of our Lord Jesus Christ is very important. It is a pure, holy, sinless life, and a life of perfect righteousness. And in that life, he met all the precepts and demands of a holy and just God for all who believe in him. By faith, we receive that righteousness for ourselves. It is made over to us and received by faith alone. The life of Christ is very important then, but it cannot save us on its own without the substitutory sufferings and death of our Lord Jesus on the cross at Calvary. The life of Christ meets all the precepts and holy requirements of the law for us, but the death of Christ meets all the penalty of the law against us. It is faith, then, in a whole Christ that saves the soul from sin and death. The hymn writer puts it well when he said, "Jesus, thy blood and righteousness, my beauty are, my glorious dress." Faith that Christ lived for us and provided a perfect righteousness, and faith that Christ died for us and provided a perfect redemption from the penalty and power of sin, is needed in our soul. An unconverted man or woman is under a cloud. The wrath of God abides upon him. They are condemned already. They have sinned and come short of the glory of God. They are without God and without hope in this world, or in the world to come. But there is one who interposed himself between the sinner and the inflexible wrath and condemnation of a holy and just God. One who said, "Let their sin be laid to my account. Let me die the death that they must surely die. Let the sword of divine vengeance fall upon me as their surety and as their substitute. Lay the debt that is rightfully theirs to my account, and I will pay it to the last penny by the shedding of my incorruptible blood, and by the giving of my impeccable life as a ransom for their souls. Let me die, that they may never die, nor taste the second death of hell's pain and punishment forever." And God the Father, in mercy, accepted the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ in the place of needy sinners. The wrath of God that was our due upon the Lamb was laid, and by the shedding of his blood, for me the debt was paid. Pardon for sin and forgiveness is to be found alone in the cross work of the Lord Jesus Christ. He paid the debt. He met the penalty. He died the death for you and for me, and all who will come as sinners to that cross and bow the knee in contrition and in confession of sin, can here find mercy and know of assurance in their heart that all their sins have been forgiven for the sake of Jesus Christ and because of his death for them at the cross of Calvary. In closing this study of this great word of grace, we recommend you to look alone to Christ, to turn from sin, and there at the cross embrace the Savior in his work for you at Calvary, and rest your soul's salvation entirely and completely upon him.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church in London. If we can be a further spiritual help, then I invite you to write to our minister here in London, the Reverend Gordon Ferguson, at 29 Cheltenham Road, Leighton, E10 6EU. The Reverend Gordon Ferguson, 29 Cheltenham Road, Leighton, E10 6EU. If you wish to contact him by telephone, please use our answer phone service on 0181 539 1706. 0181 539 1706. And he'll also be glad to give you details of the Sunday services. Thank you for listening, and may the Lord richly bless you. I trust you'll join us each day, Monday to Friday, at this same time, when we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.